Hallelujah. Happy spring, brothers and sisters, temples of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Spirit, Son, for your presence, new day, new season. And we just thank you, Lord, for having your way in us. Our lives are committed to you and dedicated to your plan, purpose, and love. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 96 and it's verses 7 and 8.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Hallelujah. I like it. But yeah, it says here ascribe, so it's recognized where beauty comes from, splendor comes from. And then it's dedicate yourself, bring an offering, and that offering is bring your life, a liver. He wants living temples, and you were made to be a temple of the living God. And you so you could give him your body, and where your body is where the five senses are, your way you see, the way you think, the way you feel. Yeah, the whole five senses. So those are all things that need to now be dedicated to the Lord. And then as you wake up, you give your bodies to him. So you've committed to him. You're born again of the Spirit, and you've entered into the kingdom. And now you listen. You wake up. You set your mind on things above, because you're now in the things above, in the things of heaven, in the heavenly realities that God has got for you, so that you can then start bringing the right offerings, because you're flowing in tune with the Lord. So I think so beautifully, as I see the first verse, ascribe to the Lord all the families of the earth. Ascribe to the Lord, glory and strength. So that's where glory and strength is, when we ascribe. I like the TPT that says surrender. You see, so when you know all these good things come from God, you need to surrender. And as you said, you give your whole life. You give your life as a dedication to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And but that about families, I brings me to Ephesians 3:15, where it says every family in heaven and earth finds a true name in the Father, in the Son, in the kingdom, in the Spirit. So that's where you wake up to who you really are. God made you. He knows why he made you, and he's got purpose for you. And it goes on in Ephesians, from Ephesians 3:15, it goes on to say, so that we may receive the Spirit. Again, like yesterday's, we shared a lot about that. We are there to be witnesses. And how can we be witnesses? We can't be witnesses without the help of God, and God giving us a new birth through the Holy Spirit, that then strengthens our inner man, so that we can have faith, and so Christ can arise in us. He can bring about his purposes for us. And then, in being in the image and likeness of God, the Christ in us, we can then be who we're supposed to be. And we can comprehend that, grasp that, comprehend that, and experience, that's the beauty, the love of God, as God is doing exceedingly abundantly above whatever we thought, because God knows us and he's got wonderful plans for us. Amen. So just know you made to be a witness, but without the Spirit you can't witness. And then with the Spirit you need to draw close to the Lord, so as to hear. And that's what we're doing this morning again. And as we're going into the day, we're walking conscious of the Lord, and so God can bring about his wonderful plans, because a mindset on him is then kept in peace, kept in the joy of the kingdom, kept then in the righteousness of the kingdom. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.